News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yes, this is July 31st, but that means tomorrow's Friday, August 1st, which means it is First Friday time. And Sandy Ferris is here from the Downtown Bryan Association. Before we get to First Friday, though, you've thrown me a curve, literally, because
no pun intended.
Pun was intended, because you're going to be out doing some baseball tonight.
That's right. It is Downtown Bryan night at the Bombers game tonight. Gates open at 6 o'clock, and we will have a table just inside the gate, and be sure and stop by, sign up, and you may hear your name called between innings, because we've got lots of cool gift certificates and prizes from downtown merchants to give away.
Tease us on some of the possibilities.
Let's see, we've got food from various restaurants, gift certificates for, you know, $20-$30, discounts at some of the boutiques. You put me on the spot because I don't know exactly what they are, but I know we've got about somewhere between 30 and 40 different certificates to give away. Maybe more than that, maybe close to 50. So good chance to win something. So come watch the Bombers win. Hopefully we can do that between raindrops and win something from Downtown Bryan.
All right, now let's move on to First Friday tomorrow.
Okay. It is August 1st, First Friday, so it doesn't often fall on the first day of the month, but it did this month. It's the dog days of summer, so we will have a lot of our dog rescue groups. The Bryan Animal Shelter will be out there, so if you're looking for a pet, might be a good time to stop by and talk to them. They will be in front of the Carnegie Library. And we're going to show Cats and Dogs at Sale Park at 8:30. That's the movie for the month, and that's free, of course. Aggie Athletics is going to be at the Palace Theater tomorrow night, and they're going to have some giveaways. They'll have some of their championship trophies there, chances to win Texas A&M gear and so forth. So stop by the Palace and visit with them. And we have a new outdoor art installation at Artville, which is down on the north end of town. And that is Steep Hollow Forge Works. Jeff and Alan Lee have created a piece called Arco de Luna. It's really a cool piece to look at. So make it down there. And our usual, you know, things spread out through downtown. Music, we've actually got an Irish fiddler this time who's going to be at Emily's Gems. And just a note for those who always like to stop by the Frame Gallery and visit and listen to the jazz band, they have just moved into a new space in the old Parker Aston building. So that's if you walk down and are looking for Greta and her group, come back up to Parker Aston building and they're in there. They'll have some pottery demonstrations, and there's a free concert at the Grand Stafford that night featuring the Soft White 60s.
Nothing going on.
Oh, no. Actually, we've got another a new business opening tomorrow night. Martha Rose is going to be celebrating their grand opening. That's it on 26th Street in between Whitty's and the old Parker Aston building that I just mentioned. 5 to 9, she's going to have some light snacks. I've been peeking in the window for a couple of weeks, and she's got some really neat stuff in there, home decor, antique-type stuff, just some really cool things. So stop by.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association, then we move on to Terrific Tuesday.
That's right. Shopping promotion all month of August. Terrific Tuesdays, if you go to any of the participating merchants, and we'll have a list of those in an ad in the Eagle on Sunday, and then we'll post that on our Facebook and website. But if you go to any of the participating merchants, you'll get a little ticket. It looks like a travel ticket, kind of like the old-style plane tickets. And that entitles you to have discounts and specials at all the participating merchants. It doesn't cost you anything to get the ticket, but you do need to show that to get the restaurant and the merchant discount. So every Tuesday, some shops are staying open late. Restaurants, of course, will be open later in the evening. So we would like for people to come downtown and shop a little on Tuesdays.
And an update on Texas Reds. First, remind us of the dates.
Texas Reds is September 27th and 28th. That's the last weekend in September. Actually, coincidentally, same dates as last year, but this time it's a Saturday-Sunday instead. And we're actually going to be revealing some of the music that line up, some of the bands. We'll be revealing those tomorrow night at First Friday in front of the Queen. So I won't tell you just yet who those are, but you can show up for First Friday and find out who they are. We have some changes this year from past years. Instead of a headline concert, there will be five stages spread throughout downtown, all music all day long, all evening. Sunday, we will have, just confirmed, the Voices of Praise Gospel Choir from Texas A&M and their dance group will be at the Palace Theater on Sunday morning from 10 to noon, and then at noon, all of the other events kick off. So we're excited about it. We've got... I think I last count about 26 wineries. We've got a new craft beer section that's going to be in the Texas Red. So we're looking forward to it. And it's not going to rain.
Another pitch, volunteers or vendors or anything else that you're still looking for? We're still 2 months out.
Always looking for volunteers. And we've got a piece of that online. You can call our office, 822-4920, and inquire about how to help. We actually have someone who's helping to coordinate volunteers. But, you know, we can always take more. So if you're interested in helping out, you'll get a cool T-shirt. And we have actually a party that we're going to be having for our volunteers that you'd be able to come to. We're looking for, still looking for cook-off teams, state cook-off teams. We're going to group them together this year. They'll be adjacent to one of the music stages. Hope that that will be showcased and people will be able to come by and visit with those cook-off teams. But we've started getting those vendors in. Our deadlines for all the vendors and cook-off teams and so forth, they're coming up in the middle to end of August. So we encourage people to go ahead and get signed up. Call us for information if you have questions. There's a Texas Reds website. Just enter Texas Reds and search for that and you'll find it. But again, if people want to volunteer or, you know, want to know how they can get involved, they just need to call us.
And a reminder that things are going on in downtown Bryan. Again, as you mentioned, to call the office, but also hit social media and learn the latest.
That's right, downtownbryan.com, and then look for Downtown Bryan on Facebook. We're pushing almost 6,000 fans now on Facebook, so that's become a really easy way to communicate, and we put up to date information on there all the time.
And that's our update on what's happening in downtown Bryan. Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.